As long as he doesn't do that stupid voice.
Poodle?
Yeah, when I was in the car with you and you were playing his podcast, it was early in the morning, and I guess it lowered my tolerance.
But maybe that was the thing.
I was like, nah, fam, I can't do this. It's a no for me, dog.
Well, it was like, what, 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Maybe that was just early for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have tolerated it any better at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's Poodle McNoodle. Poodle McNoodle is great. We all love
Speaking
Poodle
of poodles, I just showed you that picture of the poodle moth.
So now you're saying that poodle is a moth now?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can't do this. It's a no for me, dog.
Oh, it's Poodle McNoodle. Poodle McNoodle is great.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3054 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 24th of October 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Freddy, I did not hear the flop-fo, but she's probably getting ready for her gay crema costume. Hello, first-timers. Big Freddy, that's not you. Oh, no. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your first-timers today. Because Tuesday evening, y'all, I was watching the TV machine. Y'all, it was the first time that I saw a crema commercial. And you know, Big Fatty, I don't want to see crema commercials prior to the 1st of November. But then on the 1st of November,
yes, Big Fatty, just like Brian in Danbury, he just anything after the 1st of November, he is just fine with it.
Well, I'm not sure that's right.
No, Big Fatty, he said it many times.
I saw an ad for, y'all, have you ever heard of the Biltmore House in Asheville, North Kakalaki? They started advertising their, they decorated up fancy during the holidays, and y'all, that was a commercial for that, and y'all, it's a well-done thing. It's not like pushing,
get this baby doll that'll crap all over you, bitch, ready?
But I'm going to give them a break. Because their crema tour of Biltmore House starts November the 1st. And, y'all, it's just what, 10 days, I guess? About 10 days? Actually, less than that.
Less than 2 weeks. Big Fatty, can you stay awake to do the little show? I'm going to try.
But I'm going to give them a break, and maybe one of these days Big Fatty will make it up to the Biltmore House.
Yes, Big Fatty, maybe you can stay with Anderson Cooper.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, y'all, by the way, did you know it's United Nations Day?
Big Fatty, happy Mexico Day to everyone!
It is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person twice, and it's been at the Pride 48 in Nolens both times. Y'all, it is the betrothed half of the number one fan, Bill in St. Louis. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it is, it's Craig. Oh, Big Fatty, we just love Craig. We do love Craig. And, Craig puts up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, he loves you too.
Yes. And, by the way, Bill and Craig, I heard on that that geeky gay old Crooked Hat was in St. Louis last weekend. Did he, just out of curiosity, did he call you up to take you to lunch or something? I mean, you could have taken Craig to a birthday, the big Fetty. You're just causing trouble. Well, anyway, but y'all, Craig is just y'all. He's kind of soft-spoken. But he stands back, and this is my observation. He stands back and he observes everything that's going on. So he's very keenly aware of what's going on. Big Fetty, and yet he still remained in the room when Granny was there. Well, I know. But anyways, y'all, so, y'all, I don't know if Craig is on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but I know, the number one fan, Bill in St. Louis, is on there. So, y'all, if you see Craig or Bill in St. Louis, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fetty, I hope the number one fan makes sure that Craig has a number one celebration of exiting the birth canal with a big ol' piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
United Nations Mexico Day. After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I did go for my afternoon nipple walk, got in my 10,000 steps, and heated up the remainder of my bacon cheeseburger tater tot casserole. Y'all, it's not bad. It really is not. Big Fetty, that says something, because usually everything you make is horrible. Well, anyway, I had that, and y'all, it did make me slightly gassy, but not too bad. watched some stuff on the TV machine. Y'all, do you watch the Shark Tank? My mother always loved the Shark Tank, and y'all, they were... It was watched a couple of episodes I had pre-recorded, and y'all, it was it was really quite good. Let's see, what was I going to say? After that, it wasn't a bad night's sleep. It was not quite cool enough when I laid down, but I just kind of laid there and relaxed and got up and watched the beginning of that Stephen Colbert show.
Big Fetty.
Then I was able to go to sleep. Y'all, it got nice and chilly. Yes, Big Fetty, your willy was chilly. It's true. And had to turn on the electric camisole. Y'all got up on Wednesday morning, and y'all had to go to the doctor. And y'all, it's a lot of times he'll want to take blood, so I didn't eat any brofkus. And y'all, I got up early enough. It was about 9 a.m. in the morning that I got myself dressed. And I had already made my coffee, and I poured me a cup of coffee. And y'all, I went for the morning nipple walk. Big Fetty, and y'all, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was about 55 or 56 degrees. And y'all, when you walked in the sun just felt good. Y'all, it was just lovely. And I had my coffee with me, but y'all, I didn't eat anything, so I didn't drink all that coffee because I didn't want to have the coffee stomach. But I came back and I got my shirt and got on clothes. Yes, Big Fatty, you even wore underpants. I did wear underpants. Y'all, when you go to the doctor, wear underpants. It'll just do it, okay? Big Fatty, wise old Fatty. Anyway, after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, for the Big Fatty, that looks like a CVS receipt. It does. Y'all, a Big Fatty, well, this is not the regular Von's East. No, I went to a different Von's East because, y'all, I was in, they call it Mount Copacetic, Mount Pleasant. And so I went to that Von's East. The Von's East had sent me an e-letter saying, hey, before Sunday, if you come in spend $40, we'll give you a half a chicken tender submarine sandwich for free. So y'all, I ordered me a half of a chicken tender submarine sandwich and had it, told them I'd be there, and I picked it up. Y'all, they had the good chopped Caesar solid kits on sale, buy one, get one free. Y'all, a couple of weeks ago, I bought the Cheerios because, y'all, it's about time to make the nuts and bolts. And I got a bag of pretzels today to help with that. Y'all, I picked up a lime while I was there. Yeah, two for a dollar. Not a great price, but not terrible. They had bags of the shredded cheese. Y'all, and I had a coupon to get one of them for free and a dollar off if I bought another one. And, y'all, this brand wasn't on sale today, but, y'all, the one for free was going to expire, so I went ahead and got two of those. Y'all, I picked up a box of ginger snaps, Big Fatty, which means that, y'all, the Philadelphia strawberry cream cheese was on sale, so I got a couple of tubs of that. Yes, Big Tubby. Y'all got a 10-pack of those little bitty cans of the Coca-Cola. Because, you know, when Nick comes over, he likes to have a little Crown Royal and Coca-Cola. y'all, I picked up a roll of Jimmy Dean regular sausage. I thought I had one, but I didn't when I cleaned out the freezer. Y'all, they had the bacon wrapped jalapeno peppers on sale, so I got that. Y'all, I got the cone Chex and the rice Chex was on sale, buy one get one free, so I got two of each. Big Fatty, you're gonna run out of time. I am gonna run out of music, but that's okay. Y'all, I got me an onion. Y'all, they had the rice-a-roni. Big Fatty, you know that's a San Francisco Cisco treat on sale, buy one get one free. And then I got, they had the pineapple chunks on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. And y'all, then they had, you know, I've got this cleaner that I use on my stovetop. It's kind of expensive, but it was three for $10 today. So y'all, and then I had a coupon that you got a dollar. You got a dollar off or something like that. A dollar off if you bought two of them. So, y'all, I only bought two of them. So I got those two on sale and then the dollar off. I spent, where is it? I spent $48.23. But, y'all, I saved $39.35. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all went to the doctor, and y'all clean bill of health. He did not take blood, and he says I'll just see you in 6 months, and we'll do the blood test and everything then. So y'all, I can build up the gravy over the holidays in my bloodstream. Yes, because y'all, did you hear? Did you hear that? that Archer, that Archer's mama is, y'all, she has been released from the hospice.
I didn't know it was a hospice situation.
No, not hostage, hospice. Oh, but anyway, and y'all, he said something like she was only like the third person in history to ever be released from hospice in the state of Tennessee. Anyway, I told him we'll enjoy this part of the roller coaster because, you know, it's just whatever. Y'all, I got the checkbook for my mother's estate in the mail yesterday. Y'all also got a gay grandma card from Moose, and we'll open those next week. And I was told, y'all, I was told by Princess Anna there's one coming from her as well. Yes, McFaddy. But y'all, the other thing that happened yesterday, and I don't think I told you about this, but y'all, I got an e-letter from the cemetery, and and they had sent me the mock-up of the grave marker for the Orange Hat and the Hat Arena, and just wanted to make sure everything was spelled right and they had all the right dates and everything like that and everything. And I sent it on to my brothers. I said, looks good to me, but you know, what do you, you know, anybody got any problems? I approved it. I approved it, and that'll go into production now. Yes, McFaddy. And let's see, what else? Oh, y'all, I am, first of all, since I did not eat Brofkus, because I was going to do the is that, the blood work, which didn't happen, y'all, I decided I was not, I was, you know, just, I'll just wait for supper. So I didn't eat any lunch.
Big Freddy, you got that submarine sandwich?
I'm going to have that tomorrow. I'm going to the Carrabba's, dinner tonight. Y'all, on the menu tonight, we have shrimp Diavolo, lightly fried shrimps in a spicy Calabrian lemon butter sauce served with toasted bread.
Ready?
Y'all, is course number two is the Italian salad with grilled chicken. Wood fire grilled chicken. Y'all, the main course is the Tuscan stuffed chicken bazoom. Seasoned wood fire grilled stuffed with chicken stuffed with mozzarella, ricotta, and caprino cheeses, cremini mushrooms, and a touch of rosemary. Then y'all, then for dessert, we've got the strawberry cheesecake, and y'all, we're having a little martini and Rossi with that, and we've got a Pinot Grigio with our main course, and a rosé with the Italian solid, and y'all, this one sounds good. It's with the shrimp. It's the Sicilian citrus spritz, and a little more martini. Oh, dear, I guess it's a little more martini and Rossi with an aperitif infused with the flavors of blood orange and spices. That, y'all, that sounds good. So anyway, we had all red last time, and now we're having the whites and the pinks, I guess. Yes, McFaddy. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely United Nations Day. Yes, McFaddy. Chips and salsa for all. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Tommy and Gay Country West talking about the BFO. And Tommy, what did you think of today's little show?
I can't do this. It's a no for me, dog.
It was Poodle McNoodle. Poodle McNoodle is great.
Big Freddy, did he call me a dog? I cannot believe it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.